Okay, 6 hours until the science fair bus picks us up, approximately 3 hours to drive to Kingston, 12 hours of brain slash beauty sleep, and 1 hour to set up a booth.
Take a breath, Bendari.
We pick up our project posters from the mall at lunch. I've got my supplies, my literature, my overnight bag packed. Did I remember to pack my toothbrush?
Could borrow mine if you forgot.
That's gross. Cute, though. We're just not there yet, Dallas.
Yeah. You're totally gonna win this thing.
Well, with you by my side, how could I lose?
Team Connor.
Shh. Organic fruit beats plant cloning any day of the week.
Not if you use the cloning as my hypothesis correctly predicted.
Did I pack the extra power cord for my laptop?
I'm sure you did.
Better go double check.
No flirty eyeballing at Allie.
She was flirty eyeballing at me, FYI. Maybe she's ready to date again. I don't want to miss another opportunity.
Guys always distract Allie from her goals. Can you just chill out till the end of the fair, please?
Okay. But that sounds like you think I have a shot, though.
Help Allie with the fair and only good things can happen.
I could win the fair, you know.
Of course you could, sweetie. Promise to keep your paws to yourself.
Promise. I waited this long. What's 24 more hours?
Extra power cord check. I'm so excited.
Fishing club will be going on the first trip Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Bring your permission slips to the office and sign up to carpool by Friday.
Woo! Late night partying?
I wish. My parents had an epic argument about who would take me to my dentist appointment today.
Why would they argue about that?
They're idiots. I don't know. Lately, all they do is fight. It means nothing. My parents are fine.
Okay. So any idea who the new teacher is?
No, I actually forgot Mr. Townsend was taking leave of absence.
Are you the new teacher?
Yes. My name is Grant Yates, but I'd prefer it if we could teach each other. Who can tell me what the Algonquin Round Table was?
I think it was the writers' group in New York in, like, the 20s.
Close. Mr.
Milligan, Tristan.
I would like for this English class to model itself after that group. So we are not merely students earning a credit, but like-minded actors, poets, writers, and musicians sharing ideas and inspiration, much like the Algonquin Round Table. In that vein, I'll be starting a playwriting collective. Students with writing potential will be invited to join. Only then, once you're in, will you learn what it's all about. In the meantime, perhaps I should learn the rest of your names.
I have to get into that collective. It's exactly what I need.
Yeah, they'll be in tomorrow.
Perfect. Did you get the email about the...
Yep, I responded. It's going to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, but we have to deal. We should also go over...
Yeah, at lunch.
Oh, and please tell me the...
Yeah, we're going to go over that at lunch, too.
We should kind of talk about it now.
I can't. I have a science test.
Fine. Why are you eating those? You know they give you a bellyache.
Well, I can't help it. I love them so much.
You open this?
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll see you later.
See ya. OMG, you two are the most adorable work spouses ever. What? Finishing each other's sentences, anticipating questions, the snarky banter, you know.
Drew and I aren't spouses, work or otherwise. I have a boyfriend, remember?
Well, unfortunately, Eli isn't in visual range. Plus, Drew's super single. You two are always together, always bicker flirting. I wonder the entire school thinks there's something going on between you two.
The entire school?
Well, maybe not the entire school. 93%? At least. Posters all picked up, and now we wait.
Now we eat.
Connor, buy me french fries or lose me forever.
Hey.
Hey. I just wanted to say a proper thank you. Whether we win or not tomorrow, this whole science fair thing wouldn't be happening without you.
I'm just your sidekick.
No, you're so much more than that. I just wish there was a way I could pay you back. Somehow.
Maybe you could buy me some new shades.
Shades? Okay, then.
I make these look good.
Those are for girls. Oh, my God.
Holy.
Oh, my God.
Go, 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 go.
Something wrong, Mr. Milligan?
Oh, nothing. My parents just suck a whole bucket of hammers, that's all.
Vivid metaphor.
I feel like I'm being pulled in a million directions. I mean, my friends are all mad at each other. My parents are fighting nonstop. Neither of them showed to take me to my stupid dentist appointment. My pearly whites are at risk and nobody cares. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to problem vomit all over you. Oh, God. I just said vomit all over you.
It's okay. I'm sorry for your troubles, though.
I'm just worried my parents are going to get divorced.
I went through that at your age. I thought I could stop it. The fighting, the breakup. But it wasn't about me. That's a tough part to accept.
Thanks for listening, Mr. Yates.
Anytime. I'm on my way to lunch. Do you want to lift to your dentist appointment? I won't be held responsible for any cavities.
Sure. Maybe on the way you can tell me about the Playwriting Collective?
Don't think so.
Just a little hint.
First rule of collective, don't talk about collective.
Got you the last egg salad. Had the trip a ninth grader, but you're worth it.
Thanks, but can you tone it down on the coziness? People already think we're dating.
Oh, they do? Oh, well.
Oh, well. You don't want your presidency rocked by scandal.
I got you a sandwich, Claire. Calm down.
But after we kissed and everything, I just think it's better if we keep things professional.
Oh, so what, we can't be friends?
We can. I just have a boyfriend. Maybe you should think about getting a girlfriend.
No. Dating is number one on the list of things I currently suck at right now.
We just have to find you someone shiny and new and age-appropriate.
We?
Yeah, I'll help. As your friend. Mm-hmm. We can set you up on teen personals.
Online dating. Okay, that is the opposite of helping, Claire.
Trust me, it will be great. I'll set up your profile and vet the options, and then you can pick the lucky lady.
All right, fine, fine. But no crazies.
Yay. Okay, let me take a profile picture. One more and try not to look so constipated.
Stupid candy.
Perfect.
Right this way, everyone. Follow along in an orderly fashion. Sir, I'll have you stand aside, please.
Me?
Yeah. Just step aside, please. Miss, we'll have you continue on with everyone else. Thank you.
Why do you have to wait behind?
Maybe they need me for a witness statement?
Yeah, I'll give one, too.
Move on, ma'am. The situation is still volatile.
But...
Allie, just go find Jenna and Connor. Call your parents and let them know that we're okay.
I don't want to leave you here.
I'm safe. I'll be fine.
Come on. Let's go, ma'am. I'm not going to ask you again. Let's go. Let's go. So you're just going to continue on that direction, right there.
Online dating profile for him, and he's been getting a lot of response. How am I supposed to pick from all these strangers? Unless maybe you could date him. Or not.
Yeah, bye.
Hello.
on to you, Claire Edwards.
Excuse me?
You playing matchmaker for Drew, all because you're avoiding your feelings for him. Classic move.
It's just a crush, a really dumb one. Please don't tell Eli.
I won't. But if you hurt him, I will spork out your eyes and feed them to my fishies. Crushes are totally natural. I get a new one every day. I almost have one on you in that short, swishy hair of yours. Besides, it's not like Drew would ever actually date you.
Why is that?
Because you're not as tight. Like, at all.
Wait here. You'll be called for questioning.
There's got to be some kind of mistake.
You Nally okay?
Yeah, she got to leave.
Jenna too.
What the hell is going on?
I heard some guy made a dry ice bomb. A policeman told me I matched the description and brought me here.
Well, we look nothing alike. They're only stopping black guys? This is freaking racial profiling.
Or criminal profiling. Someone did do it.
Yeah, but neither of us did. Excuse me. Officer, do you know how long this will take? I have somewhere to be.
It'll take as long as it takes. Let us do our job, all right?
Secret admirer.
One with his own wax seal. Kind of dweeb. Mr. Yates. I got invited to the Playwriting Collective.
I don't see mine. Where is it?
Mr. Yates, thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. And remember to keep the meeting details secret.
Will do.
My invitation seems to have been misplaced.
I didn't give you one, Tristan.
Excuse you?
I read some of your previous essays, and to be honest, they seemed a bit phoned in.
I need to be in this collective.
One does not just enter the Buddha's temple. One has to knock.
Say what? What does that even mean?
You always complain about writing anyway.
Yeah, but I'm an actor. Which is basically a writer who actually cares about their appearance. When is the meeting?
Nuh-uh.
Zoe, are you kidding me?
I don't want to get kicked out. Sorry.
We've been here for so long. They checked our IDs, our backpacks. We've answered their questions.
All right, you're all free to go.
Did you find the guy?
Yeah, apparently it was some kind of prank. We're just happy nobody got hurt.
Thank you. Yeah, for nothing.
Pardon me?
If we hurry back, we might be able to make the bus. With Ali?
Yeah, you're right. Let's run then.
Each of you is responsible for creating a character. You'll write a bio, including a backstory, their desires, their struggles. Once we have the characters locked, we'll write our one-act play. Character first, story second.
Oh. Hey, guys. Fancy meeting you here.
Tristan, come here. Were you spying on us?
I was on a stroll.
It's funny because it looked like you were spying on us.
I was... That's it. I totally was.
All right. Who who gave out the information about today's meeting?
No one gave up any details on your super secret society. I figured it out on my own. I want to be in this group, Mr. Yates. I need this in my life right now.
Make up a poem on the spot.
But I'm not prepared.
Great art flows from within the great artist. If you have it in you, show us.
I'm not defective. Art is subjective. Please, Mr. Yates, let me into the collective.
Short and sweet. Let's have a vote. Who thinks we should allow Tristan to join us?
Yay.
Simpson said they tried to hold the bus back, but the driver wanted to beat traffic.
This has to be the worst day ever.
Maybe not the worst ever. Simpson also said we could borrow his SUV to get to the science fair.
Seriously?
Yep, that's the perks of having the principal for a guardian. But there are a couple rules. No speeding, and it comes back with a full tank of gas.
No problem.
And you have to drive. I get nervous on the highways.
This is Leanna. She likes skiing and baking, and her personal quotes are all Ed Sheeran lyrics.
Nice.
And this is Eden. She likes tennis and volleyball and the beach and Will Ferrell movies.
A brunette. Nice.
And last but not least, this is Annabella. She's an honor roll student who likes writing fiction and nonfiction, and she likes badminton and yoga.
Anything else?
Yeah, she's sarcastic and loyal and claims to do a pretty decent British accent.
Seems pretty boring. I mean, she didn't even put a profile picture.
Well, maybe she's looking for an intellectual connection and not a physical one. She certainly seems to have more depth than the other two, and you are about to get tomato sauce all over her.
Well, you did say that I get to pick, right?
To pick?
Pick Eden.
Great. Go get her, Tiger.
She's pretty.
Is that for me? No way. This has got to be a joke or something.
Okay, just stay calm, okay?
License and registration, please.
I wasn't speeding. So why did you pull me over?
Your exhaust is very loud.
Thanks for letting me know. I mean, you can't be giving me a ticket for that, right?
You the registered owner of this vehicle?
It belongs to my guardian.
I'm not asking you, son. All right, both of you stay put.
Yeah, sure. I'll stay in the SUV that I must have stolen. How about you come over here and kiss my black ass?
He could have heard you.
I don't care. We've been stopped 2 times today for nothing. No reason other than our race.
Is that true?
Wake up, Connor. We're being persecuted here.
Next time, everyone will share their character bios. Get writing. Can you stay behind a second?
Sure.
Relax. I just wanted to say that I'm proud of you.
You are?
You knocked at the door to the Buddha's temple. You're turned away, and yet you knocked again.
See, I still don't really know what that means.
Are you kids learning anything in school these days?
Well, everyone else got invited but me. Why did I have to jump through hoops?
I wanted you to prove yourself. And now I see. You're awesome. Don't tell anyone else this, but you'll probably end up being my favorite student.
Seriously? I've never had a teacher like you before, Mr. Yates. You really care.
I do. Then call me Grant.
Cool.
Go write that bio. I expect great things.
I'm on it. Grant. I don't want to jump in here.
right, until we can sort out ownership, I'm gonna impound the car.
What? We have permission.
You both step out of the vehicle, please.
We haven't done anything wrong. I'm just trying to go to a freaking science fair, man.
Don't make me repeat myself.
Watch it. Take a seat on the curb while we wait for the tow.
I can't believe this.
How long do you think it'll take this time?
Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. And if I hold out, I know I can make it through. I know I can make it through.